ஸ்ரீ வெங்கட்ரமன் சுந்தர ரமணன் May 29, 1934 டு July 21, 2020. இன் திஸ் இஷ்யூ ஆஃப் த மகரிஷி வி பே ட்ரிபியூட் டு ஸ்ரீ வி ரமணன் த தேர்ட் பிரசிடெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ ரமணாஷ்ரமம் த்ரூ அவுட் ஹிஸ் 26 இயர்ஸ் ஆஸ் ஆஷ்ரம் பிரசிடெண்ட் ஹீ லிவ்ட் ஹிஸ் லைஃப் இன் சர்வீஸ் டு த ஆஷ்ரம் அண்ட் இட்ஸ் டிவோட்டீஸ் surrendered entirely at the feet of his guide and guru, Sri Ramana Maharishi. His kind and unassuming manner made all feel at ease, and his welcoming smile as we entered Sri Ramana Ashramam will remain etched in our hearts. We are fortunate to share the following reminiscences from family members who relate their experiences of the kindness and guidance received from Sri Sundaram, whose life was centered on Sri Bhagavan alone. Appa, the silent, humble servant of Bhagavan by Dr. Venkat Ramanan. Appa merged gently into Arunachala on July 21st, 2020 at 9:21 a.m. It was a quiet moment with my mother and me whispering Om Namo Bhagavati Sri Ramanaya in his ears after he had listened to Aksharamanamalai and Ramana Sadguru a few minutes before on deep last breath and then no more. No struggle, no signs of agony. He had been comfortable the night before and only developed respiratory distress a couple of hours before his demise. The cremation took place that afternoon. As the priest remarked, even in his death, he gave no trouble to anyone. Nobody's sleep was disturbed. People came late morning to pay respects to his body, and by afternoon, the cremation was over. How typical of Appa. He took care to trouble no one, even in his death. Appa was fond of quoting a former devotee, "Our Bhagavan is great. Forget the highest teachings. Can any mortal live such a perfect life? Just that is enough to convince me that he is Bhagavan. The saint's life is his message." Appa tried to follow the quality of samatva, equality, exemplified by Bhagavan all his life. He was hardworking, dogged, disciplined in his daily life, and that extended to his spiritual practice. I cannot remember a single day that he was not up before 4 a.m. after enjoying his cup of coffee, sat down for his prayers. He was very fond of Sanskrit and would start the morning by reciting Ramana Gita, Ramana Chatvarimsat and Sat Darshanam. After coming to the ashram, the evenings were spent in the Parayanam. He enjoyed doing Giri Pradakshina, leaving the ashrama by 4 a.m. and coming back for the morning milk puja. I have received several emails of condolence from his devotee friends, the common theme being what a quiet and humble man he was. As he used to say, the job of the president of Ramanashramam is to clean the shoes of the devotees. He exemplified many aspects of servant leadership. As our own Dennis used to say, true leaders are great followers. Dennis and Mohan show us every day how leaders lead and inspire. He would emphasize to us the importance of surrender to the Guru, quoting Sri Bhagavan that if complete surrender were not possible in the beginning, partial surrender was. Over time, partial surrender will become complete. Another quote of Sri Bhagavan that I remember him advising me with was, if the intentions are sincere, the method of spiritual progress will find its own way. Everything will come right in the end. Yes, Appa, you have shown me that everything does come right in the end.